Welcome to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast, where we talk with nurses working at the intersection of health and environment. My name is Beth Shank, a registered nurse from Missoula, Montana, and hosting today's podcast. Today, our guest is Kara Cook. Kara is the Climate Change Program Coordinator for the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments. Hello, Kara.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself, how you got started in nursing, why you're interested in nursing, and also how you got to your current position.
Yeah, so I've been a nurse about a little over 8 years now. I started out working in the hospital as I worked in critical care nursing, so I have a clinical background in trauma and intensive care. And after about 3 years or so, I was contemplating the next step in my nursing career and what I would want to do. And I was looking into graduate school, and I was contemplating between nurse practitioner or some other advanced degree. And then I came across public health. And to me, that was very fitting because in my clinical practice, I was seeing a lot of patients coming in with chronic illnesses or seeing the same patients coming in throughout the hospital. So I really wanted to shift more of my nursing practice into working more upstream and preventing those patients from even coming to the hospital in the first place. And that's what got me going back to school for public health. And I found a program through the University of Maryland that was specifically focused in public health nursing. And I felt that was very fitting because I was able to go to school with nurses and learn specifically about a career in public health from a nursing standpoint. So after I graduated, I worked as a care coordinator for an insurance-based patient-centered medical home program. And that was really focused with working with high-risk patients in conjunction with their primary care physicians in a community-based setting. And the ultimate goal was to connect patients with their services in the community and keep them healthy in the community, doing health coaching in order to improve their quality of life and improve their outcomes, as well as to reduce healthcare costs related to ER admissions and hospitalizations. And when I was doing that, I got notification of an opportunity to work with the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments, and I've been with Annie for just about a year now, and that got me started on this journey.
So in your work with public health and in your education with public health, how much exposure did you have to environmental health and specifically climate change, since that's your focus?
Yeah, so interestingly, my graduate program was what exposed me to environmental health. In my undergraduate nursing program, we had very little community health and, if any, environmental health. And the program I went to at the University of Maryland, there was a lot of faculty that were very passionate about environmental health and getting nurses involved in environmental health. And so they were very, very forward thinking about incorporating it into graduate nursing curriculum. So in my graduate program, one of my major focuses that I became very interested in environmental health was this idea of the built environment and how the environments in which people live and work and, just spend time in, how that really can impact their health outcomes. And depending on some of the areas in which they're living, they can either have negative or positive health outcomes. And one of the areas I became very focused in was healthy food access. And that was pretty much focused because in Baltimore City, which is where I'm from and went to school, where I live, there's a lot of areas that have this overabundance of unhealthy food sources, as well as limited access, if any, access to healthy food sources. So it's really looking at these areas and how can we adjust the environment, do more of sustainable agricultural practices in those areas to promote healthy food access. In terms of climate change, it wasn't actually a focus of my graduate program. That became a focus when I joined Annie. And with climate change, I think it's important in that it really is an all-encompassing theme. So when we look at environmental health, even relating to food access, there's a lot of solutions that address climate change that can address food access as well as address other public health issues. And so that's kind of where I learned a lot more about climate change and learned a little bit more about how climate change, how nurses can promote solutions to address climate change in a way that also promotes public health.
Terrific. So it ties it together. It sounds like you're working a lot on currently on an education about climate change, on advocacy for climate change, on relating why climate change impacts nurses and how nurses can affect it. So that leads me to a couple of questions. One is how would you describe the phenomenon, I guess, that climate change is a nursing issue? What would you say about that?
So I think the way we have traditionally thought about climate change has created this polarization of the issue. Climate change has, been thought of as an issue that's just affecting the environment. It affects the polar bears and the melting ice caps. Those are a lot of images we see. But now we're really starting to make the connection about how climate change is going to be a really huge determinant of health and have huge impacts to people's health. So I think that nurses are important to shifting the conversation from one where we think about climate change as this abstract concept to one where we are able to connect the realities that people are seeing in terms of their health and their communities. And as nurses, we are able to share that message and help create motivation for people to want to work to address climate change. And why nurses are so key to the climate movement is that, we're the largest portion of the health sector. We have large numbers. We're almost 4 million nurses in the U.S., not counting other nurses in the world. So we have huge, huge power to make a change, to help lead the charge in addressing climate change. We're also trusted health professionals. So our patients, our community members, our family members, they look to us as trusted sources of health information. So if we're able to shift that conversation and start talking about climate change as a health issue, we help kind of break down that barrier of this polarization and the partisan issues that come along when we talk about climate change.
Thank you. Another question related to nurses and climate change particularly are what sort of things nurses, first of all, see in terms of health impacts and also what sort of things nurses can do from changes in practice to advocacy. What comments would you make about that?
So there's quite a few things that nurses can do, and it's not something for nurses to get overwhelmed about because there are really simple solutions that nurses can implement in their personal lives and their practice settings, and then it can move forward to something a little bit bigger if a nurse has more time to get involved. So some of the simple solutions at home, you could just try to turn off your lights more, when you open the blinds, use more of the natural light, adjust your thermostat so you don't have the heat or the air running all the time. You can buy local foods that don't have to travel long distances, which helps reduce the environmental footprint associated with that. In practice settings, you can do some of those same things, reducing energy use, reducing waste, better waste management, as well as trying to reduce some of the meat in hospitals that can have a great impact on the environment. But then nurses can also take on this advocacy role. And advocacy encompasses more than just talking to your legislators. Advocacy to me is really leading within your institution, whether you work in a hospital setting, you work in a health department, an academic institution. It's really about the nurse stepping up and recognizing climate change is a health issue. And this is what I can do in my setting to make that change, the change that is going to be better for the environment. So that's nurses going up to their hospital leadership, to their deans of the School of Nursing and saying, I want our institution to recognize climate change as a health issue and recognize that we need to make some changes to help promote climate solutions. And then from that, nurses have been starting green teams, sustainability departments in their institutions. They've been starting committees. You know, there's a lot of different avenues to advocate within your health institution or academic institution. And then for political advocacy, that can be talking with your local elected officials, talking with your state legislators, your federal legislators, and really communicating that message that nurses care about climate change and how climate change is impacting their patients and community health. And these are some of the solutions that nurses think are needed to be protective of health and to be economically sound, because climate change policy is both health protective and economical.
Terrific. Thank you. That was really loaded with all sorts of ideas for nurses to pursue. So another couple of follow-up questions. First of all, where can nurses find information like that if they want to look more into it, maybe on the Annie website or other areas that you know about?
Yeah, there's a ton of great resources, and Annie has some things in the work that you can look out for. But right now you can find on the Annie website, which is ENVIRN.org. We have some great climate change resources. We're also in the process of developing an online repository of resources that is going to be very specific and tell nurses exactly what they can do in different practice settings, from your professional organizations to your academic institutions to your hospitals, as well as in political advocacy. We also have a partnership with Climate for Health, which is a program of Eco America, who's been a leader in promoting climate solutions. And if you visit the Climate for Health website, they have a ton of great resources for health professionals. And then on the Eco America website, they have a bunch of great resources for community leaders, faith leaders, because we know nurses do have ties to their community organizations and their faith organizations. So there is different avenues for nurses to work outside of a typical practice setting in addressing climate change.
Great. And that takes me to my next question, of which you just covered some of, but what other things are you working on specifically right now in your role at Annie as climate change program director?
So we are working from this two-pronged approach. And that's in our work with, we're working and engaging nursing organizations, and then also working with engaging individual nurses. So with the engagement of nursing organization, Annie, in partnership with Climate for Health, has formed a nursing collaborative on climate change and health. And we are asking national nursing leadership, national nursing organizations, to sign on as signatories of this collaborative, with the goal of emphasizing climate change as a health priority, as well as elevating nursing leadership on this issue. And with that engagement of the nursing organizations, we are hoping to engage the individual nurse through those nursing organizations membership. So we're able to provide educational offerings, presentations at conferences to increase awareness on climate change and health, as well as the solutions to address climate change.
Sounds like a full plate.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a little bit before, I want to explore your motivation for this work a little bit. And you mentioned before that when you were working in the hospital in acute care, you saw the repeating nature of chronic disease and wanted to work at a more effective insertion point, basically a little bit more upstream, you said. And it seems to me like working on climate change is certainly doing that. And also it can be daunting and overwhelming work because our progress is slow, and the pressure is sometimes high. So give us some advice or some experience from your end on what helps keep you engaged with that, what motivates you, how do you keep your own balance working on that?
Yeah, it can be very overwhelming, and sometimes it does feel like progress is slow. And if we think about the urgency to address climate change, and we're already seeing impacts on health right now, and that is projected to get worse. So it can be overwhelming when we think about the issue from that huge standpoint. But if we break it down and think about some of the immediate impacts that we can see, because with addressing climate change, there's so many co-benefits to solutions that are in place or that can be put in place. And I think if we look at some of the immediate benefits we see, we can have a little bit of wins, and as we slowly get on this path to addressing the larger issue. So if we think in terms of something like clean air policy, the Clean Air Act under that law has, since its implementation, has had significant public health gains in improving, you know, reducing ground level ozone and reducing some of these really dangerous air pollutants that are come from industry, heavy industry areas, or your cars or transportation methods and whatnot. And that implementation of that law, there has been significant improvements to health. We've had prevention of premature deaths. We've had prevention of asthma attacks in children, improved health of respiratory and cardiac health overall. And a lot of those solutions that are in place to kind of regulate those pollutants help regulate carbon emissions, help regulate methane emissions that go into the air. So if we think about it from that standpoint, about how we can have clean air policy that will see these immediate benefits of improving cardiac health and respiratory health, but that in turn, overall, we are reducing carbon emissions and methane emissions that make climate change worse. So I think the best thing is to tackle it from a small standpoint. Just don't get overwhelmed with the big issue and just start taking simple action steps. And actually, there's this TED Talk that just came out, I think it was last month, and one of the quotes, it was a physician, one of the quotes she said is that action lessens anxiety along those lines. So if we keep taking action, then we can help fight off some of those overwhelming feelings.
Cool. That's great advice. I also know that you've worked to some extent on getting nurses to Congress, and I know you just said that advocacy is not the only kind of advocacy a person can have, yet it's kind of fun. And I wondered if you could just talk a little bit about your experiences working with nurses, especially those who haven't experienced that before, and just kind of talk us through how that goes.
Yeah, of course. And I think I always start off with that advocacy doesn't have to be political advocacy, because political advocacy for a nurse can seem very scary. And it's not something to be scared about, because as nurses, we already have the tools to be effective advocates. You know, we advocate for our patients in a hospital setting. We are evidence-based. We're able to translate some of that, you know, complex science-based information into something that people can understand. And those are some tools you need to be an effective advocate. The only thing that nurses need to learn is they need to be comfortable with the political process and comfortable with meeting their legislators and, you know, comfortable with the process overall. So a lot of times we have nurses, we're given the opportunity to bring some nurses into Washington, D.C. so they can meet with their legislators. And when we have nurses come in for the first time, they're very nervous for the first meeting, you know, not quite sure what to expect. And then as they go throughout the day, they get to their second or third meeting, they're like, oh, this is really fun. I'm having a great time. So it's something nurses are really, really fit to do. It's just overcoming that initial anxiety. But it's so important for nurses to meet with their legislators, to call their legislators. Having a health professional kind of create that relationship with a legislator, it really kind of helps your elected official know that you can be a trusted source of information. You can help build that relationship so that in the future they may turn to you if they need information on an environmental health issue, or if they would like some would like to share some stories to Congress to help support an environmental health policy that they are trying to move forward in Congress. And the other reason that nurses are just so key to advocating at a political level is that we can say all the facts and the science that we want about a specific issue, but we know that that doesn't necessarily always change people's minds or motivate people to want to take action. But what does is when we connect with people on values or we share stories, that is going to put a human face to some of these issues rather than, you know, giving a legislator facts of information. If you kind of share your story about what your patients or your community members are experiencing, then they start to see that bigger picture that, okay, this is something that my constituents care about. And this is something that I need to speak out on.
Right. And nurses have those stories. It's just it's part of everyday care, whether you're in the hospital, schools, universities, public health departments, community-based, because nurses interact with people. Just that is the job. So,
absolutely.
I wanted to ask you two different directions, and I'll just explain it. One is, what would you like to say to the nursing community if there's something that you haven't touched on yet in terms of environment and health? And then I'll follow up with, what would you say to the larger community, the general population who aren't nurses, about how we can ensure a healthy present and future, especially regarding how environment relates to health? So if you'd start with nurses, please.
Yeah, so I just want to continue, and I talked a little bit about this earlier in this conversation, but just to really emphasize, nurses are really key to this environmental health movement, to this climate movement, and we really need to take the lead in being these drivers of change. And there's so many ways that nurses can get involved, and really just, you know, taking that small incremental step and seeing where that goes into something larger that nurses can get more involved in. And then when we think about what I would say to maybe a community or, you know, our country, is I think it can be overwhelming to think about climate change because it might just seem like there's really no solution or no way to address this, but that we need to shift our thinking and think more of addressing climate change as this really big opportunity to improve the health of, you know, a global community and to protect the health of future generations. And if we think about from that standpoint, it's much more positive, and it really shows that we do have the ability to take action that can have a really positive impact on people's lives in the future and now.
Yeah, that's a very optimistic and energizing way to look at it, because I hear you that when we look just at the facts and just at the progression, the projections, it can be pretty overwhelming. So then what would you say to non-nurses?
We all have things that we care about, whether that be, you know, your health, your family, your job, your ability to, you know, travel or do something fun. And all those will be impacted by climate change, whether, you know, it be maybe a small thing or on a larger scale. But we can make changes that will improve health, improve people's livelihoods, are economically feasible in order to kind of protect the world we live in, and we have a moral obligation to do that, and we really need to look at the bigger picture and how we can be kind of stewards of the environment.
What would you say about how ideas you have for how nurses can get involved in environmental health broadly or climate change specifically?
Yeah, so if nurses are interested in getting involved in environmental health broadly, then you can go to the ANNIE website. We have four work groups. We have an education work group, we have a policy and advocacy work group, research, and a practice work group, depending on which area you'd like to get involved in. And those work groups focus on all environmental health topics. And they are free to join, and they have monthly calls. They're a great way to meet nurses from across the country, as well as maybe even find a nurse in your state. Then we also, for nurses who are interested in getting involved in climate change, we do have a climate change work group that kind of focuses on all four of those pillars, the practice, education, research, policy. And that committee is also free to join. So that's one way. But then another way is nurses can also get involved in their professional nursing organizations and talk about how they want to bring more environmental health content to those avenues, as well as if nursing organizations would like to get engaged with the nursing collaborative community. And then there's a lot of ways nurses can get involved with other health groups. A lot of physicians and health professionals are doing work on climate change, and this is going to be an issue that's going to require all hands on deck. So working across sectors and working in partnerships is going to be very instrumental to achieving the change we need.
Great. Thank you. That's a lot of really valuable resources and a great perspective about our need to work interprofessionally, as well as to build the capacity of our own profession. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Kara? This has been a great conversation.
I just want to continue to emphasize how important nurses are to environmental health. And whether you are a bedside nurse, whether you are a faculty, whether you are a public health nurse, there's many actions you can take. And there's a community of nurses who support you and who are right there with you in your efforts.
Great. Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful conversation with Kara Cook, who is the Climate Change Program Coordinator for Annie. And thank you all for listening to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. Check us out at environ.org, and please leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts on iTunes. Talk to you next time.